From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. And joining us here in our studios are members of the Soweto Gospel Choir, named for the township in South Africa where the choir is based. The 26-member group is on tour in the U.S., spreading their big, jubilant sound from coast to coast. And 10 of the choir members have come in today to talk and perform some songs. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you first to introduce yourselves, starting on the left.
Sipho Ncamo.
Hello, my name is Thando Ngqunge. I'm from Soweto.
Hi, my name is Jeho Fata. I'm from Eastern Cape, Alice.
Hi, my name is Phokazi Luzipho.
Hi, my name is Sibongile Makgate. I'm from Soweto, Joburg.
Hi, my name is David Mlovitsi. I'm from Soweto.
Hi, my name is Shimi Chiani from Soweto, Joburg.
My name is Lindokuhle Makatini.
I'm Kosinathi Hadebe.
I'm Gregor Indo from Soweto.
It's great to meet all of you, and I want to start by asking the choirmaster here, David Moluvedzi. You sing some spirituals in English, but a lot of what you sing is traditional African gospel music, and I wonder if we can start right in with a song. Why don't you tell us what you're about to sing?
We'll first sing our Glick song, which is a Xhosa song, Wanqoba Maqatha Manqane.
And what does that mean?
That's the spiritual music. It's all about the good news of God.
Waqhoba maqatha mancane sengathi lenyanga ithewe nguwe. Waqhoba maqatha mancane sengathi lenyanga ithewe nguwe. Ithewe kubaba.
Wena waqhoba.
Waqhoba maqatha mancane sengathi lenyanga ithewe nguwe. Waqhoba maqatha mancane sengathi lenyanga ithewe nguwe. Ithewe kubaba.
Wena waqhoba.
Waqhoba maqatha mancane sengathi lenyanga
ithewe nguwe.
That's a wonderful sound. This is a song in Xhosa?
Xhosa, yes.
Along with David, I want to bring in a couple of the choir members here, Sipokazi Luzipho and Shimi Giane. You sing in a number of African languages as well as in English. Do you think the character of the songs changes depending on the language that you're using? Sipokazi?
Well, we've got 11 official languages and we sing in about 8 of those. And I think definitely character changes. I think Xhosa is one of the cultures where one really expresses and use the clicks. And you find other languages where you don't have the Q's and the X's. So I think it's one of those languages where it's quite harsh than the rest of the other languages.
Shimi, what do you think?
It changes because when you sing in Sotho, you hear Sotho is very soft. And you sing in Zulu, Zulu is very, you sing very hard. Yeah, and English is soft and then, yeah, the other same.
When you think about the blend of traditional African gospel and the Western Christian music that you also sing, where do those two strains intersect?
Actually, the old one, that's the one that touches me more, because that's where we learned how to come up with songs. And because we take songs from the old tunes and we combine them with the modern. And then when you mix the two, that's where you get the Soweto Gospel Choir. Yes.
Well, let's get to another song. What are you going to be singing, and which language will we be hearing here? David?
We'll now be singing Vuma, which means believe in the Lord and you'll be saved. That's Zulu.
Vuma, 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 oh, sendes Vuma, Vuma.
Fuma, 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 f
should talk about this, that this is a full body experience. As I watch this, you're leaning forward from your hips, your hands are waving in unison in front of your face, and I'm trying to figure out how you communicate within the choir. This is something that you all have to feel together. Sipho Kazi?
I guess because we're such a young group, probably we've got energy just oozing in our bodies, and we can never sing a fast song and just stand. Yeah. It's us moving with the rhythm. It's in us. The rhythm is in our bodies. The minute the drum goes, our bodies go with it. So that's just who we are as young South Africans.
David?
Yeah, it's true. You know, because now we're sort of using a body language. Whoever is seated in the audience, he can see that these people are pointing in heaven. That means they're saying, God, you're so great up there. Hence, we do all those type of moments. It's showing God how strong he is and how we respect him. Yeah.
I wonder if you'd do another song for us. What would you like to sing now?
The following song is known as Ahuna Tswanang le Jesu. There's nobody like Jesus in the world.
And what language is this?
That's Sotho.
Sotho.
Yes.
Ahuna ya tswanang le Jesu.
Let's explain who was doing what here. That was Shimmy on the whistling.
Yeah. Totally.
Can you do that for us? Have you always been able to do that?
Yeah, since from childhood, everybody knows how to do that. Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, yeah, she can do it.
And who was ululating? That was amazing. And your name again?
Jeho Fata.
How tricky a thing is that to do?
You just place your tongue between the jaws and you just lift it up and down.
So easier to do than describe?
Yeah, it's easy.
Can you do it again? Amazing. And would you take us out with a song?
Our next song is known as Holy City Bayede.
Sing,
sing,
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna. lift your voice and say,
thanks to all of you for coming in and for singing for us today.
Thank you.
Sipokazi Luzipo, Shimi Gianni, David Maluvedzi, and the rest of the Soweto Gospel Choir. Their CD is called Voices from Heaven. Their U.S. tour continues through the end of March. You can hear more music and see photos at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.